Now, Rinpoche asks that as before, we give rise to the precious attitude of bodhicitta as is instructed in the Great Vehicle teachings and listen.
Tene kang khepar sab tambe chu jeram ba umma chaba khirab le dalam razi goba ngaro na ne ba ta ba le ta be tike ten de
yo be naso. Today from the text The Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, Rinpoche will first explain to us the meaning of the ninth chapter, which is an examination of prior abiding, or you could say an examination of what came first.
Tabatike Tadang Yin La Soba Tang, Sorva Ta La Soba Yang, Kangi Yimba Kademi, Teda Teda Jang Mayu Mayinshitawa.
The root verse reads, seeing, hearing, and so forth, and further sensations, and so forth, if the one to whom they belong does not exist, they do not exist either.
Derva, chike khepe, rikpe, kong to chike khepe, rikpe, dhantan chuzi ji rikpe ta na, dhantan chuzi ji hiram nambar ta pe ta na, ta kye se na, Meg Zuktava Nave Dranyeba Nai Tetsurva Ji Runyuwa Luja Rigza Rigbatang Tsurva Dang Hibe Gongan Nam Hijin Kordusung Tsurva Deva Dungan Tanyung Dala Sopa. Tamche Layang Kangi never lamp up po. Never lamp up po kangi but the dare. Never lamp up po kangi but da te karti mina. Da yang tapa madrum na. Lanza. Make his old latava so te da chang ne. Rangin je. Yoba maino. Rangin mebe chapare. Da mina lanza mebe chapare.
The commentary reads, when we examine using the reasonings that have just been explained, using our intelligence, our prajna, to formulate reasons which search for ultimacy, which search for the nature of actual genuine reality. When these types of reasons are used, then when we examine seeing and hearing and smelling, tasting and touching, when we examine all of these things, when we examine sensations or feelings, when we examine happy feelings, sad feelings, and feelings of indifference, then for all of these, If there is no one to take them up, in other words, if there is no self, if there is no self to engage in these activities, then that which is taken up, which are these activities themselves, like seeing and so forth, and the feelings, good and bad feelings and so forth, these also do not exist inherently. They have no self nature.
If
we put this in the form of a logical reasoning, we would say, given seeing and hearing and so forth, on the one hand, and all the different kinds of feelings we can have on the other hand, these do not exist really because there is no one to have them and no one to participate in them. There is no existent self. It is the case that all Buddhists, from the followers of the Shravakayana up through the followers of the Vajrayana, must assert that there is no self, that the self does not really exist. And therefore, once we assert that there is no self, to then say that the eye really does see something and the ear really does hear something would be to say two things that are contradictory with each other. There's no way you can have an eye seeing and an ear hearing if there was no one to perceive these events going on, which is the case because there is no self. And so, since there is no self, it necessarily follows that all of these different types of events of perception and feeling do not truly exist.
Maybe Jimson Sabachi Karasana, and then the Malam did that the young Taba Madrup Jimson.
In a dream, all of the experiences of perception, like seeing things and hearing things, don't really happen. And the main reason why they don't really happen is because there's no one to experience them. There is no person in this dream who can hear or see or anything else.
Gong nam chi chu chin yang da ba yo lan jo pa me te ten de nang sa yin ba kan ye ne ba lan ba bo da me be se
ma so
take thun
given the five sense consciousnesses they do not really engage their objects their respective objects for two reasons. One, they are merely dependently arisen appearances. Two, there is no one to experience these things. There is no self.
Tena tender nang samdo gonga nam hi yolan jokpa yona yang yang takparan jokpa mai ba. Saban ra bodi. Narabe.
Narare mujhe. There is a mere appearance of the five sense consciousnesses perceiving things, but really this mere appearance has no validity because what appears to be happening is not really happening. Well, if we don't see anything, does that mean we're blind? No, it doesn't mean we're blind because there is no one to be blind either.
Then do it here, then that is here, no majido. Same team in a so jamminite, Chundatan, Boa Chukindra, Jumatandra Namka, Londrati, Chui Davan Dragging, Majigin, his other son. Then do it long.
This chapter explains the section in the sutras, which says in one verse, if there are no sentient beings, you won't find life either. These phenomena are like foam on water, like banana trees, like illusions and flashes of lightning in the sky, like water moons, like mirages.
So chujin yang dapa madhub te simjin yang dakpar mehbe ser. Perna bhava yin, chukhen yin, juma yin, namka lo yin, chui dava yin, mujji yin. Te pe pongbare. Pe mangbo. Yabuduge.
Yabudura mujji. Given life, it really does not exist because there are no sentient beings. For example, foam on water, banana trees, illusions, flashes of lightning in the sky, water moons, and mirages. In order to demonstrate how there can be superficially a mere appearance of something that really does not exist, these examples of illusory type forms, many examples are given.
Then the Sambha Mulan, the same thing, Manchi, so Manchi.
Nasa.
Sumba, Danton, that Chipare. Same thing, young Dabar Madobare, Manchi, Sijet Mado. Same thing, Da young Dabar Madobesen, same thing, young Dabar Mabare. Same thing, young Dabar Madobesen, so young Dabar Madobare. So young Dabar Madobesen, Kiba Madobare. Kiba young Dabar. Then the Yariano.
In the Maitreya aspiration prayer, it says, there are no sentient beings, there is no life. So because there is no self, there are no sentient beings. Since there are no sentient beings, there is no life. Since there is no life, there is no death. And it just gets better and better after that.
Then the Aryatare. Jarpe Pomo Yishi Davar Churpe Kapsoya Da me Kansa me Chen Namrik me Sungbatan Chikbare. Da me Besena Kansa me Dada Kansa me Besena Namshi Yang Tapa Madhubar Sungbare.
Lassa. As the noble Tara said when she was the princess Yeshe Dawa, there is no self, there is no individual, there is no consciousness. Since there, and these three proceed logically, one following from the other, since there is no self, there can be no individual, and since there can be no individual, there can be no consciousness.
Leda sepa tugur karres and make his old tava, nave dran yamba, nai, dead sorb, ji, ronu, luger, require, te yuna lesagre. Raba, this and a leda sepa boya, yopan de bare. Tina da, Nantini make his old tava, lasso by young and ginger tobacco.
This chapter was written for a reason that depends on looking at what the last chapter was about. The last chapter was the examination of agents and actions, or those who accumulate karma and the karma that they accumulate. And that was refuted. These two things were refuted in the last chapter. Now, the opponents of the middle way view say that there really are agents and actions. There really are people to accumulate karma and karma that they can accumulate because there are hearing and seeing and smelling and tasting and touching. These five consciousnesses actively are at work engaging their objects, perceiving their objects. And since these things are happening, then karma is accumulated because that's how we accumulate karma, through these different types of mental activity. So it was in order to refute that argument that here Nagarjuna refutes the existence of these types of perception and feelings.
Dordana wangbo nge zukda tero rikza latta batang namshi choto yorlan jokpa la ti mwen to kanza gugundo, da gugundo. Mwen la da tang kanza yona tene wangbo nga yorlan ta batang namshi choto yorlan jokpa yore. Mwen la kanza mebe se na tene Wangbonge yola tavata, namki toto yola jokwa yang tarpa madropare.
In short, if we want to say that there the five sense consciousnesses can perceive things, and that the five sense faculties can perceive their objects, and that based on that, the six consciousnesses can perceive what the faculties, what dependent upon the faculties, the objects that they respectively can perceive. If you're going to say that those things actually happen, first you have to prove that there is some self, some being beforehand that is the basis for all of this activity. So you have to first have to have a self. But if you can't find a self, then you can't say that any of these activities are happening because they have no basis in which they can happen.
Tetar yorda yorjin ka gubi junsin de karre sana jikne ban nam je gongan nam hi yolan jokpa thodo ki ke la yor nam la sopa rangan thonso la dembar khingu yore rangan thonso la dembar khemba yona tongba ni to mase bare rangan thonwa te demba insana to ni to mase bare Ta tonye tokwa la ranga thonso la dembar khembe nam do le trogondo te trowa la ranga thonso te yang takpa mayin ba demba mayin ba tandan di dole pe mang bu temba na yin nang sa re ma do yang takpa ma ro ba do ko
The reason why it's necessary to demonstrate that the five sense consciousnesses really don't perceive any objects is that beings, ordinary beings, take their perceptions that they experience through these sense consciousnesses to be real. We think that they are real. And because we think that our own mode of perception is valid and accurate, then we don't see emptiness. It blocks us from realizing emptiness. So in order to realize emptiness, what we have to do is to realize that our way of perceiving is not valid, that what we are perceiving does not really exist, and what is perceiving it does not really exist. This liberates us from our confused notions, which believe in the validity of our own perceptions and allow us to understand and then experience emptiness. The reason why sentient beings quarrel and fight is because different beings believe that their own way of perceiving the world is the correct way. And then they run into others who believe that their own way of perceiving is the correct way. And because these two notions are different, then a fight or a quarrel ensues.
Deya samso de simjin ranang ke ranang kan tonso de demba re te yakin yenda de demba mare san te dro ja ga
since any individual sentient being will believe that their own way of perceiving the world is the correct way and therefore the best way, they will be prone to fight with those who will disagree. And this, then there's a fight.
This and a dambar madra bajunsin dampeta so gogudo. They may not juma chik yimalang yin samna yang pink about it. Junsin masamna.
For this reason, we need to know the reasons why the five sense consciousnesses don't really perceive anything. If we don't have the reasons, then just thinking about the examples like a dream, an illusion, and so forth won't be of any benefit. So we ourselves should ask the question, at the time we suffer, before suffering arises, is there anyone, is there any self to suffer? Is there any self existent? Before we get angry, the time we're angry, we can ask, well, before I got angry, was there any I? Was there any self to get angry? But since there is no self, there is no I, before these events, then we can also come to the valid conclusion that these things really don't exist. There really is no suffering, there really is no anger. If we answer yes to this question and say, yes, there really was a self, there really is a self before these events, then we can say, okay, I exist, there really is an I, and then anger and suffering would also be inherently truly existent. We can also ask when we go see a movie. Before we see this movie, is there any self? Is there any existent I? If there were, then the movie would also be truly existent. Seeing the movie would also be truly existent. But if not, then seeing the movie doesn't really happen, and the movie doesn't really happen either. Seeing, hearing, and so forth, and further sensations, and so forth, if the one to whom they belong does not exist, they do not exist either. Seeing, hearing, and so forth, and further sensations, and so forth, if the one to whom they belong does not exist, they do not exist either. Seeing, hearing, and so forth, and further sensations, and so forth, if the one to whom they belong does not exist, they do not exist either.
Da chupa rabzi chupa de me tang bhishing takware. Raba?
Glad to
hear you. Oh, hi.
The 10th chapter is an examination of fire and firewood.
Me tang bhishing takpun do yin de ne, jetar chubhishing tang ne, chubhishing tang lakpe, chorvan desum dupa ye. jen de tale men en jong jor hien, song ne sawa sen en yor dong ga ki sawa song pe. Sik je en de su te ne, taan dre ba re. Den rao mang bo song ba re. Ten ne te la ten de, taan me tam pe kien tak pan de song ba re.
This chapter is an explanation of the verse in the sutras where it says, just as in dependence upon wood, flint, and the motion of the hands, these three, when these conditions come together, fire ignites, and after igniting and performing its function, it quickly ceases. Rinpoche asked if we need explanation of that, and I said, I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Rabzi jenderte me bhikhen sikpatam. Bhikhen me sikzayin ba te jendo. Yueba se na me gizogla tava la sopa yang, yang tapa madra pa mayin ba da pare. Te se na ta me bhikhen sikpatam ka gore.
The reason why it was necessary for Nagarjuna to write this chapter is that there were those who said fire is the that which burns and firewood is that which is burned. So fire is the burner and firewood is the burned. And just like that, the eye is what sees and the object is what is seen. So since fire really burns firewood, the eye really sees its object, and so on. And so, therefore, it was necessary for Nagarjuna to demonstrate that fire really doesn't burn firewood at all. So, if you could prove that fire really burns firewood, then by analogy, you could prove that the eye is what sees, the object is what is seen, and that this is really happening. The seeing is really happening. The ear is what hears, sound is what is heard, and this hearing is really happening. And the verse reads, there is no fire that depends on firewood. Further, there is no fire that does not depend on firewood. There is no firewood that depends on fire. Further, there is no firewood that does not depend on fire.
Khen la tupe me mawe tropa me te. De khen la tupe me ngowe me ba te. Danda me den khen yi bo te sikzi. Rangunu tropa me de Jumsen karre, me tropa tang, madropa ni. Me de ranginje, tropa tang, madropa ni gang in a young. Tupa kakweso. Kandreji in a young. Teni ransin junguni, tupa de. Tender nang sanje tupa remato. Rangunu tupa mevare. De ni. Ni kang yin yan, tu ba, tu ba kak pe so, tu ba ma ro pe se. Te jum sen de kar re, ngu je sik zi te, sik zi khen ngu bo yin ba kap so, sik zi je me ngu me re. Sik zi je me ngu bo ro chur ba kap so, sik za te sik ngu me re. Ti se no, ngu je sik zan succeed need the Mubo than Mummy Chadur. This Anna Ranguni Tuba Mavre. Nang Samato. Hengla ma tupe mene, ta hengla tupe mebe mebe jumsentere. Hengla ma tupe mene, ta ni toyang mete, henge me yer yane, henge mete, hengla ma tupe, henge mete, hengla ma tupe, henge mene, ta ni toyang mete. Ketang jag me dang, sabok me la sopa yore, jag me la sopa tazu, henge me mare, henge me yer yabare. Chagi me tang. Men barvate barzi je jola matu par tarvatan barzi je jola matu na ta dam barvar tarve kyun ngar yeno mama yende yo te ye mela te ye do mela tu pe te ye do mela tu pe chen ran yin je tropa mi te tu pa ka se be ngwa ma te che ba re mela mela matu pe bi chen ta ni to ya mi te te Mete, sick him by me, but became the Mantebese. May his success succeed the sick him by day, became the Tigre Mato, sick him by my imba de Mantebere. Rama, King Ringbuji may sing the young Lama Yuk cigarette. May massacre cigarette.
Lassa,
Diga,
Lare,
ya,
Lassa.
Pacheran de Vajota.
Lassa. Rimache. Explains the commentary to this verse. And the first thing we have to understand when it's talking about firewood here is that it's talking about wood in its capacity as being that which is burned by the fire. So the wood that is actually being consumed by the flames. It's not talking about wood in general like we see in a forest that we could say exists and then the fire comes along and burns it. So this is not the wood we're talking about here. We're talking about the wood that you actually see, that you think you see, that we think we see, being burned by the fire. So that's what's being examined here. And so the first thing that it says is that in dependence upon this firewood, there is no truly existent fire. There is no fire that is established by its own characteristics. There is no fire that is essentially existent at all. The fire that we see is a merely dependently arisen appearance, and that's all it is. Whether you say that the fire exists independent upon the wood or truly does not exist independent upon the wood, either one is wrong, because the appearance of the fire is just a mere appearance. So how is it that the, and here in the verse it says that both of these have already been refuted. So how is it that they have been refuted? How is it that fire does not exist in dependence upon the wood that it consumes? Well, the reason is that when you have the wood present, there is no fire present there. In that particular spot, if you think of one particular spot where you have wood, when you have wood, you have no fire. But when you have fire, you have no wood, because the wood is what burns the fire. So when you have... ...a particular place, the wood has already disappeared. When you have wood in one particular place, the fire hasn't arrived yet. And therefore, these two exist in the relationship of one being a thing and the other being nothing. So when there is one thing, then the other is nothing. And when there is the other thing, the first is nothing. So these two never meet. And since these two never meet, one cannot be said to exist in dependence upon the other. Therefore, fire does not exist in dependence upon wood. Fire also does not exist independently of wood, because This is not even true conventionally. This is not even some conventional notion, because if it were, then fire could exist just burning anywhere. You wouldn't need any wood. You would just see fire burning somewhere. And also, it would go on forever. It would never stop burning because it wouldn't need anything to burn. So the fire would not need any cause. There would be no cause of burning. And secondly, it would always burn. Similarly, wood does not inherently exist in dependence upon fire for the same reason that has just been demonstrated, for how it has just been demonstrated that the fire doesn't exist in dependence upon the wood. And firewood does not exist independently of fire either, because except for while wood is burning, it is not appropriate to call it firewood. So if you have a fire and if you see wood being burned down, you know, if you have a piece of wood and you see the fire going down the stick or down the log, then the point where the fire is burning, that's the firewood. The wood that hasn't been burned yet is not appropriate to call it fuel yet, because it hasn't been consumed. It's not in the process of burning. Independence upon the specific characteristics or the actual entity of the wood, an actual entity called fire does not inherently exist, because at the time the wood, which is the object burned, is present, then the fire, which is what burns, is not present. So at the time there is one, the other one is not there. Rinpoche says he said this before, and now he's saying it again. Fire does not exist independently of wood, because if it did, then it would burn without any cause, first of all, and second of all, it would never stop burning. The entity of the wood does not, which is what is burned, does not exist in dependence upon the entity of the fire which burns, because at the time the fire which burns is present, that which is burned is gone.
Sigzi mela mate bikhing amite bikhing mite sigza bikhing imbate sigzi la tugubese.
Laso.
Raba mela matu no dene bikhing imber majorbese.
Laso.
Pena hingna ke porisi.
Laso.
Hingna chimbuji. Nagsar ye.
Laso. Naksal yang bushing chagare.
Re re. Re re. Then Naksal kanga bushing chagare.
Lasa. And the entity of the firewood does not exist independently of the fire. The entity of the firewood that is burned does not exist independently of the fire which burns it, because if it did, then firewood would be called such without any cause. For example, the whole forest would become firewood. And just as fire and firewood do not really exist, so it is that all things which harm and all things which are harmed by them only appear to exist, only exist superficially. But when we examine, we find they don't really exist at all.
Tene pena soisa soisi tabo drache ke jem bam jamne se na soisa soisi te namdo lo te bare ma to rangin ji tu soisa soisi yang ta par ma do bare.
For example, that which kills and that which is killed do not really exist. If you drop a big bomb on a city and lots of people die, then that's just a mere appearance. Really, there's no one dying and there's nothing killing anybody. So when you drop a big bomb on a city and it explodes all the houses, then the houses have no thought, oh, a bomb just nailed me and just exploded me into bits. And the bomb certainly has no thought, I just wasted all these houses. You know, none of these have any thoughts like this. The only one who has a thought like this is the person who dropped the bomb, that this event is happening. But from the perspective of the bomb and the houses, there are no thoughts about this one way or the other. Another example is that if a rock good thing he only teaches this chapter once in a while. If a rock hits you in the head, then certainly independence upon your skull and the rock which has fractured it, there is no thought of one doing any harm and one being harmed. The rock has no intention to harm anybody because it's just a rock. Now, so why did the rock, you know, end up hitting somebody in the head? Well, it was because of the arm. So maybe it's the arm's fault. Well, it's not the arm's fault because a disembodied arm couldn't throw anything. So the arm depends upon being connected to a body and being, but that's also not enough because if the body isn't told to do anything, it's just going to sit there. So that depends upon the mind. But it's not the mind that does it either, it's the anger in the mind. It's the anger in the mind, but the anger in the mind didn't, nobody just decides, oh, now I'm going to get angry. The anger just arises without any control over it coming up or not. So it comes up, why? Because of ego clinging, clinging on to a belief in I. But this doesn't just come up because somebody wants it to. It arises due to habitual tendencies. And these habitual tendencies also are just dependently arisen due to causes and conditions. And so therefore it's explained, and this example is used in the text called The Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, that phenomena have no power of their own to arise or not. They only arise in dependence upon causes and conditions. So if we think about things in this way and understand that everything arises only when its causes and conditions allow it to. Everything only happens when the causes and conditions are present, and they have no phenomenon has any self-control or decision about whether to arise or not. Then we understand that we have no real reason to get upset with anybody who harms us, because we understand that everything is not happening freely or for any independent reason, but only because of causes and conditions.
Then, check la bone do hyuna, check the kokayere, do la soja, consul do the mugre, do la condo sasa. Chiransu to the doge.
Ne tomanio,
Nasu tenda way, tell a do hyuna, check the do la condo sa do la soja mugre, kokokare, Pemba bola condo sagamado, do la condo. Mala do hivayena, dolo condo sagamare, mala condo sagre. Mala condo sagre mato, young do japa bu condo, menem penny condo re, condo la condo sagamado, mala condo sagam. De da tamje de ne da nam don trivar.
Chi davo.
Re chendavo, mene condo sabe yora magores. Don't you let in also. Pet in the way.
So in Tibet, they have some stupid dogs. And if you throw a rock at one of these stupid dogs, then the dog bites the rock. The dog gets angry at the rock and thinks it was the rock's fault. They don't get angry at the person who threw the rock. So Rinpoche says, this is a stupid dog. He asked me if they have any in America like that. I said, never saw one like that. But anyway. Suffice it to say that this is a stupid dog. But people are just as stupid if they get mad at the person who threw the rock and not at the anger. Because it was the anger that really caused the person to throw the rock. It wasn't the person. It was the anger. So when we get mad at somebody for doing something bad to us, then that's just being like this stupid dog who attacks the rock that hit it.
Taking the tenant out of Matsoka, Dala Kondo Sana, Dabo Rangla Kondo Savara Mato, Dabu Kondo De, never singing Kondo De, Kondo La Kondo Saki Yomara. Then he tell a doja, not Dolo Kondo Savata Chipari.
So this is just our confused thoughts at work that don't know the real object or the real source of our harm, because we get mad at the person. We don't get mad at the anger. We get mad at the person, and this is just as dumb as the dog getting mad at the rock.
So
we have to use this type of reasoning at the times that we get angry. And the time we're angry, we have to ask, why am I angry? What's the reason? And if we can't find a valid reason or a valid object of our anger, then the anger will naturally disappear.
Control around your mare. Na, that's a bit dancing is on. Dancing the canless on it. Java mama ne condo sabre, the dad and zimba pacality in the summer. Then they dance in Japaca, John Bechet, the dead dame bagong. Dame batang, the embarrassment bagong. Gum go be Jim Sando. Marve,
Marademoch. So when we get angry, what happens to us? We can't sleep at night. We're really agitated. During the day, food doesn't taste very good. We can't eat. So our body just goes to hell. It's the best translation of this Tibetan colloquial phrase I can come up with. Your body just goes to hell because you can't sleep and you can't eat. So at that point, when you're so agitated and confused and your body is in this decrepit state, then you have to ask, what's the cause of my problem? Well, the cause of my problem is my anger. Well, this anger didn't just happen because I wanted it to happen. Why is it happening? This anger is happening because of my ego clinging, of my clinging to belief in I. And this clinging to belief in I also is not just something that I wanted to have happen, but it came due to the result of having accumulated habitual tendencies for limitless lifetimes, believing that there is a self. And therefore, what I need to do is meditate on selflessness and develop the prajna, the intelligence that understands that there is no self. So now we know a very good reason why it's important to meditate on selflessness. Even if we do want to get vengeance on our enemy who has done us harm, then we could beat up this enemy all we wanted to, but we would never be able to touch the anger that was the one that really did us the harm in the first place. So this is another example of how the one that is doing the harm and the one that is harmed never meet. So what are really the opposing forces here are the individual's anger, each individual's respective anger, but these are very far away from each other. They can never meet.
Lord, the member, the young nurse and nursery, in a tape by your mother. Kangba Mina, Sabogatra Bumina, Jella, Logic Pana, Law Parsadu, Law Yabacabs, remember your mother, Mabare, remember Yabacabs, Law your mother, Kuni Nyambo, Tape by your
mother.
The Tape may be better.
Another example of how that which harms never really comes into contact with that which is harmed is the example of light and darkness. You can have a room that's very completely black, and then you light a light in there, and it becomes light. But the light and the dark never exist in the same place at the same time. And so the light never really meets the dark. And so therefore, how could it be said to do any harm or to eliminate that which it never comes into contact with? It's impossible. So just as it's the case that really that which harms and that which is harmed never come into contact with each other, it is nevertheless the case that there is a superficial, completely false appearance of things harming other things, as was the example, like in the examples that were just given.
Tak pun tuan dah tuan tu cuba.
So this has been a brief explanation of the 9th chapter, an examination of prior abiding, and the 10th chapter, an examination of fire and firewood.
Yin la de be me me de yin la ma de me ya me la de be yin me me la ma de yin ya me.
There is no fire that depends on firewood. Further, there is no fire that does not depend on firewood. There is no firewood that depends on fire. Further, there is no firewood that does not depend on fire. There is no fire that depends on firewood. Further, there is no fire that does not depend on firewood. There is no firewood that depends on fire. Further, there is no firewood that does not depend on fire. There is no fire that depends on fire. Further, there is no fire that does not depend on fire. There is no firewood that depends on fire. Further, there is no firewood that does not depend on fire. Now, does anyone have any questions?
Come on up to Tabayuri.
We have 50 minutes for questions.
Yeah.
What? Deity, yes, yes.
And the Chinese deity does not exist. And if the day do not exist, why do we pray to that?
Why do we pray to deities which do not exist? Katsang Rinpoche Gi Sung Sung. Fla me pare. Chenrezi me pare. Dene Chenrezi mena ngatso gi Chenrezi la sowa dap ki gyumsen karare.
De gyumsen yapo yore. Chenrezi dendrop yena sorwa tamna ya yongkor zogu mare. Chenrezi dendrop mare juchin tendrop zogba nang tan nang tong yinmi yinbise na. Dene kharsa madraba na zogba zogra yore. Sowa madraba na so yona yang. Sina mandrava na so yungre. Dendro viena tene yungre yungumare.
It's we have
a very good,
we have a very good reason to supplicate Chenrezi, even though Chenrezi doesn't really exist. And the reason is that if Chenrezi were something truly existent, we could supplicate Chenrezi all we wanted to. Chenrezi would never move. Would just stay in the same state all the time, so it could never do anything, would never change anything. But since Chenrezi is just a merely dependently arisen appearance, since Chenrezi is appearance, emptiness, undifferentiable, then we can supplicate Chenrezi, and Chenrezi can display his form in having either one face or many faces or many arms or two arms or whatever, however Chenrezi might appear, and do all different kinds of things. Because Chenrezi is a merely dependently arisen appearance, that is, appearance, emptiness, undifferentiable. If Chenrezi were truly existent, it would be static and could never change, could never take, do anything. So it's just like the moon's appearance in a pool of water. This water moon has no atoms in it. It's not made of anything. And therefore, it can appear in however many pools of water you have all over the earth, there can be an appearance of the moon. If you just have one big lake, you can put down a net and like divide the water into different sections, and then you have a moon in the water in each of those different sections. So you can make as many moons as you want to, or you can lift up the net and you can have one big moon again. So you can have as many appearances as you want, because these appearances are appearances of things which don't really exist. And similarly, Chenrezi, because Chenrezi is appearance, emptiness, undifferentiable, we can supplicate Chenrezi and receive blessings in an infinite variety of ways, and also receive the siddhis. And this is great. This is really good. And so there can be a Chenrezig with two arms and four arms and six arms and 1,000 arms and a lot more besides these. And the reason is because Chenrezi is not real. Chenrezi is a mere appearance. Chenrezi is appearance, emptiness, undifferentiable. If Chenrezi were real, then there could only be one Chenrezi and all the other ones would be fake.
Yang Chenrezi yang tenre nang zare, Chenrezi se na teba chengi yuna Chenrezi re la re.
It's because Chenrezi is not real that Chenrezi can appear in many different forms. To those with faith, Chenrezi appears to be a deity. But to others who don't have faith, then Chenrezi would not appear as a deity and could even appear as something bad, something negative. And so the reason why this is possible is because Chenrezi is not real. The Chenrezi is a merely dependently arisen appearance that really does not truly exist and truly is the Dharma Dhatu. So Chenrezi's true nature is the Dharma Dhatu. So that's why.
Yeah.
When you meditate and you visualize Chenrezi, is that visualization an illusion? Chenrezi la gomde, dene Chenrezi mikna, dene di mikpe yu yang gyumata barbes.
Mikpe yu la gyumata gongore. La gyume pe chuni jin tsuba. La tsu dendro mayimba, dembar madroba, hyata ryoba, chata chuse. Tene etrom meba gom gore te gom du tene nandong yemire nandong jomanta ban jaton ta ba choda ta ba la so ba ton zo ke pe chuni je chon de gom gwa
chusers na
a choda
mare di cha tang cha tang
chuser se de cha ma so na cha ser bo cha na chuser se
ma so
te chana ko bu do
ma so
Machana, Tamarbo Tengre, Tennis, Serbotona, Chosers.
The Chesarabam,
Mare Marate, Chetang Mary,
Massa,
De Yana in the
Massa,
Choset,
Massa,
Ta. Hatam, Papa, Tata, Riba,
Massa,
the team, Massa. Yeah.
So when we meditate on the deity, then we have to meditate on the deity as being like an illusion. The deity is not, has no real flesh. No blood, no bones, none of these things. It's not made of any particles. It has no substantial existence. Its nature is demonstrated by the 12 examples of empty forms, like rainbows, like moon's appearance on a pool of water, like illusions, like dreams, and so forth. All of these examples of empty forms are the nature of this deity.
Tena la gomba la yang la hyargi oma. La hyargi oma amtoni. La la nandong yemi do gomba la yang toni govare. La la sarbo jone hemba jone de jama la yang oma govare zore. La dote toni nani yago. La gomba la yang toni karchimbore.
Uma di kapsana umelu.
Tongbanji.
So we, the view of the middle way, the view of emptiness, is very important, crucially important in all stages of the deity meditation. When we visualize the deity rises out of emptiness. When we have a clear picture of the deity is just appearance emptiness. And in order to prevent us from becoming attached to our clear visualization of the deity as being real, the deity dissolves back into emptiness, and that is the completion stage.
Is
that okay?
Okay. Yeah.
I have a few questions from you too.
Yeah.
Did.
Yeah.
So the first is, what is the difference between something arising from something other than itself and arising from causes and conditions?
So the question is, what's the difference between the second possibility, which is to say that things do not arise from other, but to say that they arise from causes and conditions?
Yeah.
Taji le makiwe drupki kapsu, dene taji le makiwa, dene ta nipa jen le kegimare, dene jen le makiwa tang gyugen gyutang gengi tsokpa le kewa ni la kepa kariyare.
Te cheba re yin le che na che zin rewa le nguwa rang yin yin da yin ba. Rang yin so so yin kondo.
Masa.
Jujin le che se jute jujin ten de tso zang je che wa.
Masa.
Ten dang trawe dabu zo ni chunang le kewa da wore.
Nang zang ki kewa.
Nang zang ki kewa.
Masa.
Jujin ten de yang denpa trogu kumadu jujin denpa madrubu jujin tso zang je denpa madrubu che wa.
Masa.
Chota da.
So the key difference is between these two is that one is when you're saying, if you said that things arise from something other than themselves, that's saying that things truly arise or that their arising is real. If you say that things arise from the mere coming together of causes and conditions, then that is a mere appearance of arising that is not real. So the first, in the first case, to say that things arise from something other than themselves really, that they really arise, is to say that the result and the cause are completely different, that there's no connection because they are substantially different, independently existent entities, and from this completely different entity of the cause comes the completely different entity of the result, and this arising is true arising. But on the other hand, to say that something just arises from causes and conditions is to say, just to use the example of the moon's reflection on a pool of water, arising when the causes and conditions come together, there being a moon in the sky and there being no clouds and there being a lake, and then you get this appearance of something which isn't really there. And so there, it looks like there was some arising of something, but there was no arising at all. So that's the difference.
Dambar madrupe jule, jucinle dambar madrupe cheva somante, melange, daki mewang tang, mekin zogla tente, melange miki, chite de dog torva nyuanda ore.
Lasso.
Daki mekinika ranginji mevare.
Lasso.
In a young tela tente mekichi, tela tente de dog torva chicken.
Lasso.
De nyam yongly appear.
Lasso.
Marve.
Larem. To say that results which do not really exist arise from causes which are not truly existent is to say what it means, is to give the meaning of what we say when we say things merely arise from the coming together of causes and conditions. That's what it means. And so the example that Rinpoche gives is when you see something in a dream and the focal condition, which is the form, doesn't really exist. The empowering condition, which is the eye sense faculty, doesn't really exist. And dependence on these things, we get experiences of first the eye sense consciousness, and then all of the happiness or suffering that can go along with what it is that we have seen. But really, there was no cause or condition to bring this about. These causes and conditions don't really exist. And so therefore, the results don't really happen.
Dene denbar madro pe king emba le donga chiba malando gadi apo cha donga chiba na te gadi chapa gadi dang gadi chapa te de me re te de nang sa re tel te de donga chiba tambo me ken tong sam no tang donga che re ba ma bo so do ha ha
So an example of suffering which arises due to not to bad conditions, to conditions which are adverse and not truly existent, is the example of seeing your car, your nice new car, break down in a dream. So the car really doesn't exist, and so when you see it, then there's no real seeing happening, and you're suffering that arises due to this seeing doesn't really happen either.
Dene darong ka kariya hyu in a dolan te ka tse go gre.
Deng sang bom chik te.
Gomom bom chik te pa gadi cha song in a dambu gadi te cha song thong. Dene cha song sam. Dene semtra donga yong. Di jisa ta nga gadi na cha song. Pecha te te go gre samra ba meng. Ten rabo donga mandra ba mangbo. Rampa mangbo te ga yo. Tiso tam che, jo chi ma drup pe donga re.
Laso?
Marve?
La re re munche. So it can be the case that we have a $100,000 car, and then we see this $100,000 car break down, and so then we think to ourselves, oh, my $100,000 car, my $100,000 car is broken. I'm going to have to get my car fixed. That's going to cost me money. And all of these thoughts produce more and more suffering in stages, but this is suffering that occurs for no reason at all. The car in the dream really doesn't exist. So in this way, we have to think about how it is that adverse conditions cause us suffering, and whether or not we really have any good reason to suffer at all.
Dene te sam go be jun te den yin la te na donga phir gre den bar ma dro pe chi na donga chung chung cha gre donga le tro gre te donga che ni bo sa pare
And so we have to realize that our suffering increases as our clinging to things as being real increases. And our suffering decreases in correspondence to our clinging to things as being real decreasing. And eventually our liberation from suffering depends upon our liberation from thoughts that take things to be real. So it's like that. What do you mean by that?
I guess you mean, is it possible to dream of, okay, so a real person you've never met before, maybe because you have some connection to them, you haven't met them in this life?
So the question is, how do you know if a bardo being can enter your dream, how do you know if it's a bardo being or a dream being? And secondly, can you dream of people who are real people, but who you've never met before? Katsang Rinpoche gi tene milam la bardo gi semjin yong sigido
sozo.
Tene jiwa tambo dire Dene milam la di bardogi semchen yinam milam sam yinam kandes hakogido.
Bardo semchen yinam milam sam yin ere.
Lare.
Te hako kaleka pore. Te pen rabo hiere ma to hako kaleka pore.
Lasa.
Milam tangin pakwa yina hako kore.
Lasa.
Pakwa yina hako kore. So su chibu hako kaleka pore.
Lasa. So Rinpoche says that that's very difficult to know. He was just giving that as an example. And he said that that noble beings, Aryas, could tell the difference, but for ordinary beings, it's very difficult. So the noble Aryas can, in their dreams, travel to different Buddha realms and meet different Buddhas and do benefit for beings in their dreams, including bardo beings. Dene diwa kaji niba dire. Dene nima la ngatso gi me mambo tukidore ba.
Tukido.
Yine me tukpe me. Gikola milam tang sigiduge.
Ma thokpa ma.
Lare.
Ah, ma thokpa ma milam hira tangre.
Maso. Ine ngune me di yore. Ine ang tsane tuk maso. Ko gikola milam tang sigiduge.
Tundu yang san sigidu.
Maso.
Tundu tang yore te leche pakha ke teya ke neba yone te neba la chikse na tangre.
Maso.
Arang sami.
Maso. Srimati says, Rinpoche says that it is indeed possible to dream of people that we have never met before who really are somewhere else in the world. Due to the force of our karma and our habitual tendencies, it's possible to dream dreams like that. For example, people often have dreams of going somewhere where they've never been before and seeing what it looks like. And even though they haven't been there yet, they'll go later. And this is because the habitual tendencies for going to that place have awakened in the dream. So it's like that.
Rinpoche
says that before he ever flew in a plane, he had dreams of flying in a plane, and now he's been flying for 20 years. And so he must have had some habitual tendencies that were going to make him fly. Other questions?
Approach is correct.
Approach and a top.
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 Oh, yeah. Top correct.
Jab, jetop la. Jetop ki kapsu. Dene, me daminda tu ki kapsu. Dene, di milam res. Me di ngune mares. Ngune yandapa dempa mares. Di tamche milam sam res. Di dabo samna yaborebe am di le top yagi yorebe.
Deyan tap jigre, malang ngon kipa tap re.
Naso.
Malam re samyate, kanyin sana, malam re samyate, malang ngon kipa tap zan re.
Naso.
Dele yaga jigre, de ngune mokorang nandong choda tabo yinpa.
Naso.
Mokorang karang yin nandong yinmi yinpa, hina de yaga re.
Naso.
Raba?
Naso.
Dele yang ya sa nandong lai ka gomna yang yaga re.
Naso. So, the method of thinking that everything is a dream is mainly a method to recognize your dream while you're dreaming. The milam res.
Samna milam ngohi patabre.
Samo milam tangdu.
Ngohi patabre. Nimo de milam res samdi chate.
Maso.
Mine nimo rawa, ina yang milam res samdi yate. Milam je kapso ngohi patabre.
So this is a method to help us to realize that we're dreaming while we're dreaming. Did I say the question? Okay. So I'm sorry. The question is, when you meet people and interact with them in the world, should you think that they're just that it's all just a dream and these people aren't real? Or is there a better method than that? And so the answer is that to think that everything is just a dream is mainly a method to recognize your dream when you're sleeping and you dream. So that's what this is for. So you think, oh, everything is a dream. Even though it's the daytime, you think it's a dream, it's a dream. And then at nighttime, when you're dreaming, that will help you to recognize undifferentiable, like a water moon. Like the moon's reflection in a pool of water. This person appears but doesn't really exist. And so that's better, but then there's a way that's even better than that. And the way that's even better than that is to think that this person is a deity that is appearance, emptiness, undifferentiable. So it's like that. Other questions?
Yeah.
Yesterday when I asked the Shay what is real, and the answer nothing is real, I was wondering, how is that different from the view of the realists, who I thought also said nothing was real, but I might have it wrong. If you could clarify.
So the question is, Rinpoche said yesterday that nothing is real when you asked him what is real. And so then the question today is, well, how is this different from the nihilistic view? Rinpoche gi kongi katsang Rinpoche la kaji shu song.
Dene
denpa kare yores. Kare denpa res. Dene Rinpoche gi kong la song song. Ganyan denpa ma res. Dene di tang cheta la kepa kare yores. Cheta ke lampa poyan ganyan denpa ma res.
Cheta ke lampa po te da denbar ke lang, tsende denbar ke lang, lang te rang da ke lang, tsende denbar ke lang de rang lang ke ling yore. Dene jewa nga ma ta sama mebar te, goncho mebar te na cheta se ke. Tante te cheta ma re, chepar taba po yo ma re, chepar taba semyang ma ra po re, cheta ka po yo.
What is a nihilistic view is to say that I exist and this life exists, but there's no future life and there's no past life. Therefore, there's no point in the Buddhas or the three precious jewels, and there's no point in worrying about action, cause, and effect. That's a nihilistic view. This is not a nihilistic view to say nothing really exists, because where's the nihilist? The nihilist doesn't exist either. And the nihilistic mind doesn't exist either. So how could it be a nihilistic view?
Te jum sin te mala re pe kham som tin dang yo war che do ni ma drop che ba mi yimi lin ji che ba le dan le che na mi mi song ba re koran da me ba da tong ba ni ngon som to tok tok ji song ba re te che mala re pe la che da me ba re mala re pe da khe lang che da khe lang ne ten da wo se na che da che ba.
It's just as Milarepa sang in his song, all animate, inanimate, the three realms, unborn and non-existent from the outset, no base to rest on, do not co-emerge, there is no karmic act, no maturation, so even the name samsara does not exist. So this was Milarepa's realization. And this was what he spoke out of his realization. He wasn't a nihilist. He said this because this is what he realized. And if he had, on the other hand, said, I exist, and my life and these appearances exist, but none of these other things exist, then that would have been a nihilistic view.
Oh, hi.
Other questions?
Yeah, Mahajee.
So the question is, if there really is no cause and no result and no harm being done, then why is it that relatively, we try to develop good attitudes and not drop bombs on people and not hurt people. The reason why we do these things was expressed by Milarepa in a two-line verse that he sang. I see this life to be like an illusion and a dream, and I have compassion for those who can't, who don't. So Milarepa saying, I know that everything in this life is just like an illusion and like a dream, is not real, but I have great compassion for those who don't understand that. And as a result of their taking things to be real, experience suffering because they get angry at their enemies, and experience suffering because they are attached to their friends. And so, therefore, the more a person's realization is, the more their desire and their motivation to explain how to attain their realization to others who suffer. And the only reason why they suffer is because they don't have the same realization. Even though all phenomena are not truly existent, there is a reason to meditate on compassion for those who do not realize that, because it is because they do not realize that that they suffer. So it is just like the example that Rinpoche gives is the example of a mother's compassion that she feels for a child who is delusional. So there was an example that was used in the text of a child who ate a medicine called dadura, and this medicine would make them go crazy. And the mother who had a child who ate this kind of medicine would only have her compassion for this child increase.
Then two times a tongue by knee in a young never pangu be jumping yote, trooper one gay, painting chicky chilla, never say but day, palm and tap thing of his.
There, even though phenomena do not truly exist, there is a reason to give up harming others, and that is that we need to have a support for our practice of abandoning, harming others, which we do only as a result of our confusion. Was that clear? We need to, even though phenomena do not inherently exist, we need to give up harming others because we need to have a support for our practice of giving up harm to others. We only, and the reason why is because we only harm others out of confusion. It's only out of confusion that we hurt anyone else, and we know, so we need a support for stopping to do that. And the support is to give up abandoning, to abandon harming others altogether. And so what we do is, when we meditate on emptiness, we can say, oh, now I understand that phenomena do not really exist. And I pray that I will be able to teach this understanding that I have to others. And this is the way that we combine wisdom and compassion. There's a verse from the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life that says, where Shantideva says, just as I now realize emptiness, may I come to teach emptiness to all beings who do not realize it. So it's like that. Other questions? So where does their view come from? So the question is, the Mangkurwa school in Tibetan who believes that, who is a Shravaka school, who believes that there is an inexpressible self, what is the basis for their view? Nyentugi ewa mangchewa da mepa kelengido. Yine mangkurwa gi jutumepe da kelengido. Di jutumepe da kelenbe ji karadas.
Di yete pompo nga po korin de kurcherpa ye kanza yu sungpa che sanji ji song yore. De la ten de pompo nga kor kurwando ji sepe kanza ki kelengido do samadho. Take Malana, Jevang Naman in there on the Saman Rovati, Meba Chagre, Jevang up to the land, Meba Chagre, some good. Cheta Lajigur.
Massa
Cheta La Dragon.
Massa. The reason is that the Buddha once said these five skandhas, which go from life to life, are carried by the individual. And so the reason why they asserted the existence of this self was because there needed to be someone who could take these five skandhas from one life to the next. If there were no such individual, then they believed that the view of past lives and future lives would disintegrate, would lose its basis, and then karma, cause and result, would lose its basis, and we would all end up nihilists.
This
will be explained in the very last chapter, an examination of views.
Like that.
Lesa papo, the end of the Kemilin, but a non-sum Kemilin. In the great vehicle, it's not that past and future lives are denied, or that cause and result is denied, but what is asserted is that these things are just mere appearances. They are merely dependently arisen appearances, like the moon's appearance on a pool of water. And so there can be appearance of somebody going from a past life to a present one to a future one that doesn't really exist.
Sometimes.
And so it is. So it is that in the middle of this space, where there is no center or boundary, on this planet where there is neither up nor down, all of these sentient beings who really you could never say that they are I or you, go around this planet engaged in all types of activities, all types of enjoyments, and all of this is just like a dream, just like water moons, just like rainbows. None of it is real.
Namgan thawe meba sagong tengo meba simjin la da de ye meba te samna tongban ye koba la pingri samgan dong ngarang sa.
We think about how it is that this space has no center or boundary. This planet has no up or down. And sentient beings are not certainly, no one could certainly say that they are I or you. Thinking all of these types of things helps us to realize emptiness. So all of us who are sitting here in this shrine room, it's completely uncertain as to whether we are I or you. From our own perspective, we are I. From the other person's perspective, we are you. And so this just shows that I and you are of the nature of equality. If it were a democracy, then nobody would be I, because if you took a vote, then only one person would vote that I am I, and everybody else would vote that I am you. And so there would be no I at all. Everybody would be you. So then everybody is you. Everybody is other. But nevertheless, we still think that we are I. And so we become I from our own perspective. So when we get to say, I am me, this is like the Bill of Rights in the democracy. Nobody can take that away from you. So we'll leave it here for today and recite from the beginning.
Kangge denjen dewa seba nye pomne nye pe dana pomse yega namche pala trupai sepe sule dhruva dhruva rishro napa chetara jemba tang kondo sambo teyang te shinte teda kunchi jesu daglopchi gewa dida tamche rabdu.
diye kevoka sonam yeshe tozote
sonam yeshe
lejunwe
tamba
konye to pasho
kusom nyebe chenata chenye menjero denbe chenata gede meche debe chenaji jitango amunam trupa Limbo Goye Tashisha, Yela Chuchu Sungi Tashisha, Dadra Jime Tugi Tashisha, Jarve Kusundo Ye Tashisha.